This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, somehow, each morning, I think I'm going to get up and I'm going to get back to the regular tone of a Be Moment, which is usually a scriptural lesson or some kind of spiritual revelation or enlightenment that I've had personally. I cannot let go of this national dialogue that's going on right now, because when we think about Christianity and we think about studying the scripture, what good is it to study it if we can't put it into action? There are ways that we can behave as Christians without ever saying the word Christ or Christian-like. And so these events have just grabbed me, and I just feel like I want to express myself. And so forgive me for going on about it, the national dialogue, but that is what's on my heart, and you will always get my heart. And so quite simply today, I am really reflecting on how all things tend to work together for the good of the Lord. And sometimes when we're going through it, like the healing process that is beginning once again in our country, it's hard to see, especially with the lives being lost, of how can we find the good in this? But that is the great thing about being of service to God and being in relationship with Him, because it is so true, as His scriptures say, that there will be good. Weeping may endure for a night, but we know how the rest of that goes, about joy coming in the morning. And so the scripture that I'm going to stand on today is, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Share this Be Moment, because I know during these times others need to be inspired.